I want to turn back tonight and look at three of the verses again that we looked at last Sunday evening. The 14th chapter of Mark, verses 43, 46, and 47. Immediately while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12 with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And they laid hands on him and took him. And one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I wanted to come back to this tonight to see what I think are two deep truths that we can easily forget or overlook. And the first of these is that spiritual power cannot be overcome with physical force. Spiritual power cannot be overcome with physical force. Someone has said history has taught nothing more clearly than this, that spiritual power in the world cannot be crushed with clubs. Men might as well try to beat down a ray of sunshine with a club. That is exactly what a physical assault on a spiritual force is, a battering away at God's sunshine. The sunshine always reigns. Well, we look back to the time that Jesus was there, and shortly after this, of course, was crucified. And the Jews, you can be sure, thought that they could put an end to Jesus by having him put to death. There was surely a collective sigh of relief from the authorities once that he was dead and buried, and the tomb was sealed and the guard was placed. That's surely the end of him, the end of his message. We are through with that fellow. But you and I know the rest of the story. What they thought was the end of him was in a real sense the beginning of his message spreading around the world. For the first 300 years of the Christian era, Rome did all within its power to destroy the Christian movement. Christians were persecuted, tortured, killed by some of the most hideous means. One of these was throwing them to the lions in the Colosseum for the entertainment of the Roman citizens as they watched the lions destroy these Christians. But after 300 years, instead of the church being destroyed, the Emperor of Rome became a Christian. How true Jesus' statement about the church, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In my time, most of your time, for the last 70 years or for 70 years, the Soviet Union, and for 45 years in China, the communist governments tried to destroy the Christian faith. Churches were turned into museums or destroyed. People were persecuted, sent to prison, and many were killed for their faith. Infinite pain was inflicted, but Jesus was never vanquished. And in the end, the church remained. In Russia, the grandmothers taught their grandchildren the faith. In China, the church grew through it all. Even in this country, in days past, whole races of people have been enslaved, treated as less than human, and all the forces of law and government used to keep things that way. But God's truth of the worth of each and every person, God's truth that He loves us all and Jesus died for all could not be destroyed. While things are still not as they should be, today people, regardless of race, do have the opportunity to be all that God would have them to be. You cannot permanently repress God's truth with swords and clubs. In the cry of the oppressed of the earth, there is a spiritual power. Their complaints of abuse and injustice can very often be the very voice of God. Jesus said, He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Yes, clubs have inflicted infinite pain, but they've never vanquished Jesus or any of God's truth. Ultimately, God's truth will triumph. God will have the final word. You cannot overcome spiritual power with physical force. We should always remember this. If the time comes that we're having to suffer for our faith, we know that labor in the Lord is never in vain. After Good Friday, always comes Easter Day. After the time of suffering, after the time of struggle, there always comes Easter Day. Because He lives, we can face tomorrow. The second truth we need always to remember is that spiritual power is never achieved by wrong means. In verse 47, I read tonight, one of the disciples, and Mark doesn't say who, John said it was Peter, drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. And I'm convinced that he wasn't trying to cut off his ear, he was trying to cut off his head, but the man ducked and Peter just got his ear. But Luke tells us that Jesus reached out and healed the man. Peter's action was in total variance with all that Jesus taught. It was an impulsive, emotional reaction to danger, but it was the wrong means and could accomplish no good end. Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. Pray for those that despitefully use you. And here He reaches out and heals one who's come to arrest you. We need always to remember that the means must be harmonious with the end sought, or the means will defeat the end. Unscriptural, unspiritual, unethical means have defeated spiritual ends over and over again in history and made ugly chapters in the Christian story. I always remember my first year in seminary was having a course on church history. And the professor always began the class with prayer. And we reached a certain ugly, really hideous chapter in church history. And that morning as the professor had his prayer, he asked God to forgive us for such blatant failure to be Christian. But he said, we've got to talk about it because it's part of history. He went on from there. Across the years, there have been corrupt political and economic alliances trying to promote Christianity, but they were sure to fail. Some people tried to justify the slave trade, saying at least the slaves would then have the gospel preached to them. And you know, there's an element of truth there. The slaves did hear the gospel. And the early Methodist movement in the Southland grew with leaps and bounds among the slaves, particularly in Virginia. Now, I pastored a church back in the 60s. I had church conference records that went back into the 1850s. And at that time, in the 1850s, they had about as many black members, slaves, as they had white members. And the church building had a galley upstairs where the slaves sit. And the whites sit down on the main floor. They heard the gospel. And many of them, thank God, came to faith. But that in no way made the slave trade right. So-called holy wars have been fought supposedly to further the cause of the church, but they were doomed to failure. Many local churches have promoted gambling as a means to raise money to benefit the church. On and on the list could go. There is no way that lasting good ends can be reached by evil means. Genuinely, Christian methods of action often seem slow and even uncertain. And it is tempting to reach out for some other means that seems to be quicker and surer. Such action, however, betrays our lack of faith in God's ability to bring about His desired ends by His means. So, I've said about what I want to say tonight. We have here two eternal truths. Spiritual power cannot be overcome with physical force. Spiritual power or a spiritual end is never achieved by wrong means. If we'd always remember these two things, they would keep us from becoming discouraged in times of difficulty. They would keep us from taking a wrong action and trying to achieve a right end. And then God's truth could grow and mature within us. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank You that You built Your church and even the gates of hell do not prevail against it. No physical power can ever overcome spiritual power. Help us to remember this. And help us to guard our souls from keeping shortcuts, trying to attain spiritual ends with wrong means. Keep us faithful. Keep us faithful. And help us in all things to do Your will. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.